For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The debate is heating up in Congress over the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi and whether sanctions are warranted against Saudi Arabia.
I think he's dead, and I think the Saudis killed him.
Republican Senator John Kennedy.
That doesn't mean we have to blow up the Middle East. Some of my colleagues say, well, that's it. You know, we're going to cut Saudi Arabia off like a dead stump. That's magical thinking masquerading as policy.
Reserving judgment, the president says he's waiting on a report from the Secretary of State, who this week visited Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
Mike Pompeo's coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
But departing Istanbul, Mike Pompeo told reporters he's relying on the Saudis to determine what happened.
They're going to do an investigation. And when the investigation comes out, we'll evaluate it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein oversees the Russia investigation and defends it in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly called a witch hunt. But he says eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's trying to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself. First Lady Melania Trump visited a Philadelphia hospital to learn about babies that are born addicted to opioids. She made light of the fact that earlier her plane had to return to Joint Base Andrews because of a mechanical problem that led to smoke inside the cabin.
I'm sorry for a little delay.
Mrs. Trump decided to take a different plane to Philadelphia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Chief Justice John Roberts spoke to a group of college students about putting cameras in the Supreme Court. Here's USA's Tim Berg with the story.
Chief Justice John Roberts, in his first remarks since the appointment of new Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, sought to convince the University of Minnesota Law School that the court does not serve one party or one interest, but they serve the nation and the Constitution.
Our job is to carry out our role under the Constitution, to interpret the Constitution and laws according to the rule of law. And I think that having cameras in the courtroom would impede that process. We think the process works pretty well. I think if there were cameras, that the lawyers would act differently. I think, frankly, some of my colleagues would act differently. And that would affect what we think is a very important and well-functioning part of the decision process.
Nearly half the babies born in the U.S. are born to people who aren't married. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The report says 40% of U.S. births now happen outside marriage, up from just 10% in 1970. The U.N. report finds the numbers are even higher in the European Union. 60% of babies in the EU are born to women who aren't married. The report says the vast majority of out-of-wedlock births, both here and in Europe, are to unmarried couples living together and not just to single mothers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.